This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Peters of Football, NFL Lunch style trade deadline coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the NFL. Just tuning in. Sauce Gardner goes from the Jets to the Colts for 2 first-round draft picks and Adonai Mitchell. It's a 2026-2027 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, who's fast, but, you know, kind of got lost behind Pittman and Pierce and everybody going on there.
He had a couple major drops, Bob.
You mean like dropping the ball before the goal line?
Yes.
That sort of thing. But he goes to New York with 2 first-round picks. Sauce Gardner. Now it goes to Indianapolis, so the Colts bolstering their secondary. At least they think.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a bold move, man. And let me just say this, Bob. If you're the GM, you can't make that decision by yourself. It has to, ownership has to okay that.
$420 million extension on top of that?
Yes. You know, so that is a big, bold move, and it says, they're putting all of their chips in the middle of the table.
I think, and I could be wrong, and I'll double check here, but I think Alec Pierce and Sauce Gardner were teammates in Cincinnati when they went to the
when they were
playoffs.
Real good, yeah.
And who was the quarterback? It was
I know.
Ritter. Desmond Ritter. So there you go.
And was the coach the Wisconsin coach?
Yeah, Fickell.
Fickell.
The soon-to-be ex-Wisconsin coach, perhaps. They're not having a great year, but then again, neither was Maryland, so we're not here to talk trash. Saints trade Rashid Shaheed, wide receiver, to Seattle, helping the Seahawks in their passing game here. Prone to the big game,
yeah. Shaheed. You know, the thing is Bob, Njigba's a stud, but then Cooper Kupp, you know.
Down-sloping.
Yep, and then Torrey Horton is their third. So, yeah, I mean, that's, he's got quicks in and out of breaks and stuff. Yeah, so they're pushing their chips in too, Bob.
All right, let's get out to the phones. People want to talk about these trades. If you're running the Ravens, what are you doing to add by 4 o'clock? Realistically, let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob, how'd you do with Breeders' Cup?
I hit, like, the 7th race. I hit a pretty good exacta, but the classic Bubkis, nothing.
I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't do very well either. But I was talking to Owen off air. You know, there was not a bigger Florida State fan than I was. And Calais Campbell, he was one of my favorites. And, I mean, Charlie, mm-hmm. What they had them all. I mean, Bobby Bowden.
He went to Miami.
Who did?
Calais Campbell.
Well, then he's my favorite from Miami.
Yeah. You're beating Florida State.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But yeah. I thought, that's a little faux pas there. But I just was really sad that the Ravens just, let him go in free agency. Even today, I just think he could play 25 to 30 snaps and give you A-plus effort, probably knock a ball down, might even get a sack. It's just hard to move forward. Matt Ibekwe loss is just terrible. Mm-hmm. And, Vinny, I don't know about you, but I don't think the Ravens can go too overboard on the trade thing unless you honestly or the Ravens honestly do believe they're going to go on a run that in the NFL, it's not practical to think that way, that they can peel off 8 out of 9 or something like that. I mean, it's hard to continue to win in this league. I know we have Lamar, but I'll hang up and take your response, but it just seems like this is a tough ask to get all these wins right in. They put themselves in this position, but it just seems not logical to me.
Well, if I'm ownership, Bob, or if I'm Ozzie sitting there, advising Bashaw, you can't trade your one because, like Cliff just said, let's just say they lose to the Vikings, and you're picking in the – you don't want to give that pick away because that's going to help you rebuild. So you are not giving away the one.
And we just talked about that with Calais Campbell anyway, with Kevin Allstreicher. We'll do it again at the bottom of the hour, Jared Dubin. Arizona might not be inclined to move him now.
No.
I mean, they're still 3-5. Let's not get carried away, but who knows.
Bob, if I remember right, back when they let him go – because I think they thought he was he was done, and then he's kind of been.
Well, they tried to get him last year in Miami, wouldn't move him.
Yeah, when he has showed that he is not because wasn't he? I mean, when he was at the Ravens, he was talking retirement and stuff too, I believe.
But he wanted to play for a winner. And he's done nothing but sign with teams who have no chance to win the Super Bowl. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, he says, yes, let's go get Q in Pikesville. Q, the sauce is gone.
Yeah, he's been overrated. We robbed great trade by Moogie. We robbed the Colts blind. He hasn't been good in over a season. Our best cornerback statistically since week 4 in the league has been Brandon Stevens, like I was telling y'all early in the season. That's our number one. Our number two is Brownlee from the Titans, so we good. Why can't the Cardinals get carried away? You just mentioned that. They're 3-5 team. That's the same record as the Ravens, correct?
Yeah.
Y'all talking playoffs for this team, so why can't they get carried away?
Well, you think they're going to surpass 3 teams in their division?
Of course not, but I'm saying they can still have faith. Y'all still got faith. I don't think y'all making the playoffs. So, no. Let them have their shine. But at the end of the day, great move. I don't think we're moving on from Quinnen. That's one of our main D linemen. Him and Jermaine Johnson, I don't think we get rid of. Will McDonald, the league can have him. He's garbage. Y'all hype. With Lawson, I'm just giving y'all a heads up. Lawson, all gas, no difference maker. He'll get to the quarterback consistently, but he will not add up on sacks. So don't put your faith in that guy. Take it easy, fellas.
All right, Q. Hey,
if he's pressuring the quarterback, I don't care if he gets a sack or not. Make that ball come out.
And to his point, 2 first-round draft picks, did they fleece the Colts?
Yes.
Probably. And we were talking about it before Q even called. Sauce had a great rookie year, but.
Yeah. I think he's got a lot of hype, Bob.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about the Jets because the Feeble Five's coming up. So stick around for that.
Yeah.
And then Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talk about the trade deadline coming up in the NFL at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it to 12 here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. The NFL cranking up the trades. Deadline coming up at 4 o'clock. Another one's going down as we speak. We'll get to that in a second. But earlier today, talked about the 12 best teams in the National Football League with the Dirty Dozen, led by the Rams. Now we talk about the five worst teams in the National Football League, the Feeble Five.
Bob, you know what's funny is I was just looking back because I keep every sheet, you know, for every week. After week two, like Miami was 1-0-2. Carolina was 2-0-2. And look, and now they're 5-4. Chicago was 3-0-2. Then it was New Orleans and Tennessee. I mean, Miami, New Orleans, Tennessee, they've kind of been consistent throughout. So coming in at number five, this is a new one, 3-6 Washington.
You suck.
Lost to Seattle 38-14. They're hosting Detroit. No quarterback, no wide receivers. You know, I mean, they're beat up. No corner. They're in deep trouble. Let's just say that. They're in deep trouble, and I don't see it getting any better for them. And then Quinn, the coach, come out and said, yeah, I should have taken all the guys out.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. Coming in at 4-7 Miami. Lost
you
to Baltimore.
Suck.
Yeah. Lost to Baltimore 28-6. Now they're hosting Buffalo. And they're trading away. You know, they traded away Phillips, who was probably their best pass rusher. And sounds like Chubb's on the market. So we'll see if, you know, they're going to have anybody to rush the quarterback.
Fired their GM, too. Yeah. Chris Greer.
Coming in at number 3. 1-8 New Orleans.
You suck. Suck.
They got hammered by the Rams 34-10. They're at Carolina. Carolina's only lost one at home, so that'll be another tough one for Sloth, however you want to say it.
Schoff.
Taysom Hill, he got a little work at quarterback too there.
It's just shuck, like a clam.
Oh, shuck.
It's really simple.
Okay.
I like Taysom Hill better.
Yeah. Taysom Hill did better.
Where's Bobby Hebert with you?
Announcing. Coming in at number 2. Q, 1-7 Jets.
You suck.
They were on bye. They're hosting Cleveland. They got a shot. They got a shot. Q may not want them to win. And then coming in at number 1, this team is awful. You know, Draymond Jones. How happy is he? Going from the worst team in the league, 1-8 Tennessee.
They suck.
They lost to the Chargers 27-20. They're on bye. They're on bye this week. So in summary, got Tennessee 1, Jets 2, New Orleans 3, Miami 4, Washington 5. Bob, Tennessee, they're going to have a new coach. Jets, first-year coach. New Orleans, first-year coach. Miami's going to have a new coach. Washington, who knows?
So So that's your Feeble Five, everybody. Before we get to the schedule for this week, the Browns are trading Joe Tryon Shoyinka, and he was coming out of the draft as Joe Tryon.
Because
I seem to remember you doing a draft profile of this guy. At a seventh-round pick to the Bears in exchange for a sixth-round pick, per sources.
Yeah. And Bob, Tryon, what, he was a fairly decent pick, wasn't he? Like, wasn't he picked fairly high, if I remember right? You know, he just hadn't worked out for them, and they probably not don't want to pick up an option on him. So, yeah, and the Bears, they need they lost somebody.
Yeah, they had an injury on the D-line. So, the Bears make a trade, Cleveland. That whole Deshaun Watson thing, we haven't really talked about that. But if you're just tuning in, Emmett Golden from ESPN Radio Notes from the North thinks there could be a possibility. That would seem an impossibility months ago that Deshaun Watson could play this year.
I would say, Bob, they give Gabriel a couple more. Give Shadur. All right, let's say Shadur plays three or four games and or three games and he does nothing. I can see them throwing Watson back in then.
All right, here's your schedule for Week 10 before we get to Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com. Talk trade deadline with him coming up in a few minutes. Thursday night, Raiders at Broncos. Denver minus 8.5. Ravens at Minnesota. Ravens, 4.5-point favorites in that one. Atlanta and Indy in Berlin. Where's the wiener schnitzel? And the warm beer, apparently. Indianapolis, 5.5-point favorites. Bears hosting the Giants. Chicago, 3.5. Bills at Dolphins, as Vinny referenced. Buffalo, minus 9.5. Cleveland and the Jets at New York. Well, New Jersey. Jets, minus 2.5. I saw the joke on social media, Facebook, that this game's so bad they've flexed it to 9 in the morning on Tubi. That's how rough that game's going to be. CBS, by the way, for your viewing pleasure. New England's at Tampa, one of the games of the week. Yeah. Tampa, 2.5. New Orleans at Carolina. Panthers, 5.5 with Shuck at quarterback. Jacksonville at Houston. Houston, minus 1.5. Cardinals. Jacksonville got Jacoby Myers, by the way, from the Raiders.
Yes, they did.
Today, because Travis Hunter banged up. Not long-term injury, though. Those reports coming out of that franchise today. These games are all 4 o'clock or later. Arizona at Seattle. This game got more interesting. Mm-hmm. Seattle, 6.5. Rams at San Francisco. L.A., minus 3.5. Detroit's at Washington. Lions, minus 8.5. Sunday night, Pittsburgh is at the Chargers. L.A. Chargers, minus 3.5. And then Monday Night Football, this is an interesting matchup as well. Philly at Green Bay. Eagles getting 2.5. against the Pack, who just lost at home to Carolina. It's wild, wacky stuff, I tell you. We'll come back, talk more NFL with Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com, take a trip to the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Over the last half hour, 45 minutes or so, Ravens made a move last night, getting another pass rusher into the nest, DeMont Jones. Here to talk about that and more, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. He's with CBSSports.com. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program, Jared Dubin. Jared, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing all right. No, not as good as the Jets, though, getting two first-round draft picks. For Sauce Gardner, not necessarily that he got traded, but the surprise level for you in regards to the compensation. Two first-round picks and a player, A.D. Mitchell from the wide receiver. He goes to the Jets as well.
Yeah, anytime you get two-plus first-round picks for a non-quarterback, it's going to be a little bit of a sticker shock. The Jets actually did this once before when they got two first-round picks for Jamal Adams. Didn't exactly capitalize on that, but getting two firsts for Sauce, I think, is a pretty good deal for them, especially they get a flyer on a wide receiver who has a lot of talent in A.D. Mitchell, but just wasn't really able to break through in the rotation there. But the Jets obviously have a significant need at that spot, so maybe you'll have a little bit more of a chance to play for them. But you know, one of those first round picks is going to be probably pretty late in the round just because the Colts are, you know, 7-2 this year. But, you know, going beyond that, you're betting against Daniel Jones essentially.
Now, Jared, do you see the Jets being, for the next 2.5 hours, open for business for anybody?
They should be. You know, why not? It's one of the worst teams in the league. They've got some guys that probably aren't going to be on, you know, whatever the next great Jets team, if that ever happens in the rest of our lives. And they should be willing to be sellers and accumulate as many picks as they can.
Are you shocked at what's going on so far, trade deadline-wise?
I mean, I didn't necessarily expect Sauce Gardner to get moved, so that was that one was pretty shocking. You know, Rashid Shaheed being on the move was not necessarily surprising. Him going to Seattle, I think, is somewhat surprising, even though the Seahawks were talked about a little bit as a team that could make a move. But his speed there, opposite Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I really, really like that fit for them.
Now, what's going on with Green Bay, Jared?
How do you mean? Sorry.
Well, the way they've been playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's worrisome to me. They seem like a kind of team that is playing down to the level of their competition since that first two games start. You know, they've lost to the Browns. They've lost to the Panthers. They tied the Cowboys. Even their wins are against, you know, somewhat unconvincing. Two of the wins by were one possession wins. So It's interesting because we know how high of a ceiling they have based on what they did in those first two games of the season. But since then, it's been very up and down. They're only 3-2-1 since then.
Jared, who's the biggest surprise thus far? You know, is it Carolina? Is it the Bears? I mean, both are kind of shocking.
I mean, I think it's the Colts being 7-2. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you can find a bigger shock than that. You know, I wrote something right before the start of the season when they named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback where I was like, this is terrible. I can't believe they're doing this because there's just no ceiling outcome here. The ceiling is they're going to, you know, win 7 or 8 games and try to compete maybe for a wild card spot. And I couldn't have gotten that more wrong based on how things have played out so far.
Hey, Jared, how do you think the Ravens going up to Minnesota with where they blitz almost every down in that crowd noise and stuff? How do you think Lamar will fare up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is going to depend on the quality of the pass protection that he gets. There have been years where Lamar has been unbelievable against the blitz, and there have been years where he has been not so great against the blitz, and I think a lot of it has to do with the pass protection in front of him. Obviously, he can make plays against any defense at any time just based on his ability to create plays out of thin air like nobody else in the league can do. But when you want to get that in-rhythm passing game stuff like you did last year and even like you did the year before, a lot of it is just about the offensive line holding up for just that extra split second so he can get the ball out.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talking some NFL. Trade deadline day, 4 o'clock this afternoon, as a matter of fact, is said deadlines. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The AFC West, it's handicapped that a little bit. With all due respect to the Raiders, we're going to kind of leave them out of the conversation, if you don't mind. But the Chargers, they were scuffling. They've won 3 in a row. Denver's finding ways to win, whether it's coming from behind big deficits or eking out wins on the road. They're getting it done. But just when we thought Kansas City, Jared, was air quotes back, they've now lost 2 straight. So as we head into week 10, who's winning the AFC West? And is this the year that Kansas City finally loses its stranglehold on the division, even though they're certainly going to be playoff worthy, we think, when it's all said and done?
The good news for the Chiefs is they still have 2 games left against the Broncos, and they can make up the entire gap between the 2 teams just by winning those 2 games. And, I mean, I have no idea how Denver is 7-2. That team is, like, pulling smokes and mirrors out of basically everywhere so far this year. It makes no sense given the way that they play, particularly on offense, where they can go into the dumps for whole halves or 3/4 at a time, and somehow they still manage to pull out these games. I think the Chiefs are just better, so I would expect them to find a way to come back and win the division. But, obviously, you've got to win both of those games against the Broncos if you want to do that.
Hey, Jared, the NFC West, to me, in my dirty dozen, two of the NFC West teams are my top 2 teams in the league right now with the Rams and Seattle. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, both of those teams are very, very good. I think Seattle's defense getting healthier is massive. There was a couple of games there where they had basically like 3 or 4 different guys in the second level of the defense out, and we've seen what has happened since they got those guys back on the back end. And they got those guys play like flying around like banshees, very similar to the Baltimore defense when it was at its best, which makes sense because of Mike McDonald out there. The one thing I want to see is what their offense looks like when they've got to be in catch-up mode. We haven't really seen them have to come from behind and play so far this year. I think because of the way that they like to play, they run the ball so often, it's play action so often. We might see something similar to like when the Lions get down by multiple scores and they can't run their offense the way they normally want to. I think that if Seattle gets in a situation like that, that you might be looking at something similar. But the defense is playing well enough and the offense is playing well enough in neutral scripts that you might not see them get down by multiple scores. It might not matter.
Jared, last thing before you get to the AFC East, is Buffalo stranglehold on top of that division over at least for this year? Because New England's got hand right now because they beat them earlier in the year and their schedule doesn't look all that daunting moving forward here.
The schedule is the big thing. Like, despite the fact that, like, that Buffalo is, I think, probably still the better team, the Patriots have this unbelievably favorable schedule throughout the rest of the year and could easily win, like, 12, 13 games or something along those lines. The Bills are going to have to not just win that game against the Patriots to even up the season series, but also make up the gap that already exists in the standings.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Jared, enjoy the trade deadline. I know you're busy, so I get back to work.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jared.
There's Jared Dubin, everybody. Orioles signed a pitcher today. Well, they signed him to the Major League roster. Nolan's all excited about this. We'll tell you about that. They also introduced their new manager. David Rubenstein was there, the owner of the team, and Mike Elias. Apparently, Mike Elias is shy. He's a shy guy. Yeah, he seems real shy when you shove that mic in front of his face. From Mike Elias. Tomorrow, we're going to hear more from Craig Albernez, new Orioles manager, and Mike Elias, Mr. Shy, and David Rubenstein. And I guess we don't have time to really get into it too detailed, but Rubenstein was asked about the promotion to Elias, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in March, but wasn't announced until, I think it was Brittany Giroli kind of uncovered it from The Athletic in September. And I guess David Rubenstein came to the defense of his camera shy vice president.
This one's still making me laugh, but this tweet here from Andy Koska sums it up pretty well. Says David Rubenstein said the promotion of Mike Elias to president of baseball ops was because of their confidence in Elias for, quote, years to come. Rubenstein said Elias is, quote, shy, so they didn't feel the need to promote the news. joking manner, obviously.
Sure.
But Rubenstein, pretty dry sense of humor. So when you read it there in quote form, it probably sounds worse than it was. But still, just a weird thing to say. And the whole situation still remains weird.
Oh, we're still running with it, by the way, the shyness, because it makes no sense. I mean, what's the point of giving the promotion and then keeping it secret? And now they're not even going to replace the general manager, which goes to show you what that title is all about. You know what I mean? So, hey, Mike Elias is the vice president of baseball operations. That would have been like, yeah, we kind of expected that to happen. What's the big deal?
I mean, it feels like Elias was like, you know, everyone knows that the cool leaders are called president of baseball ops now. GM's out. Get with the new lingo. You know, all my friends are calling each other president of baseball ops, and I'm still a GM. Change my title.
So his nameplate's like this long now on his desk.
Right.
Instead of just Mike Elias. Whatever. He can be called whatever he wants as long as he goes out and improves the roster. We're going to hear from David Rubenstein, who was asked about maybe increasing payroll and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. Also, trade deadline in the NFL coming up here at 4 o'clock. Sauce Gardner goes from the Jets to the Colts for 2 first-round picks and a player. And Adonai Mitchell passed. Mm-hmm. As we just talked about with Jared Dubin, couldn't get a regular role in Indy. Now he goes to New York, where, what the hell, you got nothing but time. Just throw him the ball, see what he can do.
Don't have anybody to throw it.
Here in Garrett Wilson.
Hopefully he doesn't drop the ball before the end zone.
Yeah. Yes. That did not go well for him. But Sauce Gardner, boy, pressure on him. Look at the compensation we gave up to get you, the money you're making on top of it. You better be Lester Hayes, Mike Haynes, and Herb Adderley all rolled into one.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, everyone's praising the Jets for it, right, because of the compensation. And if you want to say that Sauce fell off, you know, that's fine. I mean, recent history says, yeah. But, I mean, with control beyond this year, I think from the Colts' perspective, I don't think it's a wildly uneven trade. I mean, I kind of commend the Colts for going all in here. I mean, they know where they're at. They're sitting on top of the standings. And the longer we get into the season, the more it's looking less like a fluke. You know,
what do you think, though, with the 5 turnovers from Daniel Jones? Aberration or a sign of maybe a November, December swoon that could really make their season go south?
I mean, to me, it's one bad game.
Yeah.
Right. And that was my prediction that, you know, they weren't going to play a perfect season. They were going to have a stinker at some point. You know, Daniel Jones has been better, but he is still Daniel Jones. That still is within him. So, I mean, look, they could come right. Who do they have this week?
But I got an easy one.
That's right. They got bounce back.
Atlanta at home.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Could challenge them some. But the thing is
bounce back.
To me, it tells me that they've said, if we got an elite corner, we can go win the Super Bowl. It's kind of what it tells me by giving up 2 ones.
Right. And none of this, you know, oh, we're ahead of schedule. Like you might hear in the baseball world sometimes, you know, we're winning more than we should right now or more than we thought. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just have fun and let it ride. No, I mean, here we are. We're on top of the standings. Try to capitalize on it.
And they still had 200-yard receivers against the Steelers, put up almost 400 yards. They just turned over. They only lost by 7. Usually you turn the ball over 6 times, you're going to lose by 40. So we'll see. Make right game against Atlanta coming up. We'll talk about that, obviously, over the next couple of days. But, Nolan, you ready to go to the fun house here?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Orioles. Texter says, listening to the press conference today, I didn't hear much different than what's been said the past few years. Albernaz had some good answers, but Rubenstein and Elias went with the same tired answers they always do. All talk, no action. Hopefully, Albernaz isn't the same.
Well, let's see what the action's going to be. What are they going to say today? We're going to trade for the most popular guys in baseball and spend $300 million in free agents. They're supposed to say all the right things, give you the sound bites, give you something to talk about. They can say whatever they want. It is about the action. Go out there and get it done. Last year was a debacle. They were ahead of schedule a couple years ago, Nolan. They took a significant step backwards. They were in last place. Unacceptable. Now correct your wrongs, Mike Elias.
Over to the NFL, Texter here says, how pathetic is it that the Ravens developmental team can never get the best out of their pass rushers, and the best option for them is an incoming trade player that only cost you a conditional 5th round pick It's embarrassing how this organization can never identify talent in that area.
Well, before it was wide receiver. Now it's, you know, now it's pass rusher. And, you know, the thing about it is Chuck Smith is an outstanding pass rush coach, you know, and like Ajabo became a bust. Van Noy was great, you know, for 2 years, but now he's gotten old. So Mike Green is that guy. And you know what? And if you're in that situation and, you know, you the quicker you can admit that something is wrong, then go fix it. And now, you know, they're trying to fix it, and we'll see if Ajabo's still around.
One more here is more on the trades. Texter says, I wasn't crazy about people suggesting trading for Calais Campbell. I thought the Ravens had just one move in them, and I didn't want it to be for someone who's almost 40 years old. I do like the Jones move a lot more. He's red hot right now, cheap price to pay.
Well, I'd like to have the Calais Campbell move, too. I'd like them both, because I think they really do need, you know, a third defensive tackle. I like the two. I like Jenkins and I like Travis Jones. Then there's a huge, huge drop off. You know, Urban's there to play 8-9 snaps a game. You know, not, you know, we need a guy that can come in and play 25 snaps and be a real good run stopper.
And you think about what's Urban's maybe greatest strength. You know, long
walking,
wingspan.
Like Tumbo and the ball.
Well, yeah.
Guess who's maybe even better at that? Calais Campbell. Yeah.
So Calais Campbell, 2 sacks last night in Arizona's win over Dallas. One thing to keep an eye on, and as the week progresses, we'll get into the Vikings, film their win against Detroit. We'll start that one tomorrow. We'll get into the stat breakdown. Their quarterbacks have been sacked 33 times this year. J.J. McCarthy's been sacked 14 times in 3 games. Not like the Ravens are all that great. Lamar's been sacked, what, 17 times in his brief playing time this season. So could this be a get-right game for this Ravens pass rush that's, you know, not exactly lighting the world on fire? Maybe Lawson and Jones will at least add a little oomph to it. Win rates.
The only hope. I mean, look, I don't know how it gets much worse, to be honest.
Or just make the ball come out quicker. You don't have to sack them. Just make it come out quick because your secondary, you know, they got some turnovers last, but a lot of it was punching balls out. You know, get some deflected balls or get some balls coming out early so they get some picks.
Stephen Vogt was at Craig Albernaz's press conference today.
Oh, nice.
Manager, one of the finalists for Manager of the Year for the Cleveland Guardians.
That's
playoff predictions
cool.
Comes out tonight. Will the playoff feel the first one for college football? Maryland won't be in it. Terps trying to get themselves a win this Saturday at Rutgers, taking on the Scarlet Knights from Maryland, just trying to get bowl eligible as they've lost 4 in a row coming off that bottom-out performance against Illinois. And by the way, Illinois scored 50 points how many times this year? 4? They're pretty much trouncing everyone in their wake. So Maryland, just regroup Mike Loxley, go up there, take care of Shiano, and hopefully get 6-7 wins and get into the bowl cycle yet again. Finish this season with a little momentum after things have stalled for sure over the last few weeks. We're back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, last of Smith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.